All right, beautiful. This will be a very incredibly short informational hearing. Some people that came up from out of town anticipating a conference committee hearing, they couldn't outwait the plethora of amendments on the House floor today, and I don't blame them, so they have left. But I didn't want everyone to think we just took our ball and went home. We haven't, so we decided we'd show up for a couple minutes anyway. There are a couple of snazzy handouts over there if anybody's interested. And what it'll show you is the one is where we currently are as far as the House offer and Senate offer. The current House offer is entitled 5.5, and the current Senate offer is Senate number 4. And then you can see the differences, and I thought it would be interesting to take a look at the differences in the bills as the offers as they've changed since we've reached a budget target. And so since the Senate agreed to come out at our target, they've had a couple different offers, and you can see those reflected there. And the other handout, it just looks simply at the changes. You know, pretty self-explanatory. I think we both have come down about $5 million at the University of Minnesota. We've went up in Minsky. They've come down a little bit. We went up to their HEPR number, dropped 4 programs in order. If you look at the Department of Education, we've increased our number to Net Lake, and we dropped something we feel very important about. We're trying to make moves in order to get some agreement the other day. So if you look like under the DNR, we came out and added several trails. So if you see, if it's a positive number, that's something we've added. If it's a negative, it's something we either reduced the project or reduced an amount. Same thing in the second column, which is the Senate. So we tried to listen to what I thought they needed, and we put some of those trails in. We've come up on housing, the zoo, the federal prison to try to accommodate the governor, giving up some bridge money and some road money to do that. Like I say, I think it's pretty well self-explanatory. I imagine everybody left in the room probably knows what their stuff is, but I think it does show that the House has made a significant number of changes to its original proposal, picking up a lot of things that were not in our original bill that are now in the bill, and throwing out not just reducing amounts here and there, but actually kicking projects out, metro, rural, Republican, Democrat, and so forth. We're going to have a conference committee meeting today, and Senator Langsa's staff sent a notice this morning and said that until we reduced our bill by $15 million in our priorities and put them in his priorities, he wasn't going to call another meeting. So we may not have another meeting because I don't see that happening. I have been working with the governor and staff thinking about maybe another alternative to get us out of here, and maybe I'll have to take a lesson from the Gopher bill today, and there might be a different way to do that. So stay tuned, because if that's that's the bar, it's $15 million, he's going to be waiting a long time before he'll have the ability to call a meeting, because I don't see that actually happening anytime in the next week. So with that, unless somebody has a question or comment, Representative Hausman.
I'm sorry I stepped out of the room for a minute, so I didn't hear your explanation. So the House is billed 5.5. But the Senate is also billed 4, right?
That's their number 4, their offer.
From the bill.
From their
original Senate bill.
From their offer at $9.99. So comparable, apples to apples, when they held their press conference and came up. But, you know, it's kind of weird. You talk to the Senate, and they want to take credit for the movement from over $1 billion to $9.99, and the governor thinks he should get everything in the bill because he's going up. In reality, life doesn't work that way. So it compares their original offer of $9.99 to where they currently are and shows the movement, and then it shows our original bill, which was at $9.99, to where we are currently.
Yeah.
President Garofalo.
Just right now, we're probably going to get
we tossed you overboard, sorry.
No, that's right. Mr. Chairman, I know we have a very brief meeting here, but just a quick question. Has the Senate explained to you why they hate the city of Duluth?
No, they haven't.
Can you, I mean, because I'm looking at this, and I saw that the tape on Friday when I was watching it, and they keep zeroing out the deck, and at some point, I think it's...
Right. I think the difficulty that we all face is that with large projects out there at the deck, being one of them, that it's very difficult to stay at $9.99 and not have that, and then still have a lot of boutique projects like they have, and that's going to be their difficulty. We don't have much else to throw overboard, and they still got a herd of individual projects, and I'm, you know, sort of at a loss as to how we resolve those.
I have another suggestion, Mr. Chair. I would say you take attendance, see who's here and who's committed to this process.
Look who's here and who's not. All right. Hold them down.
For example, the Ordway is here.
I see the Ordway here. you've got the Union Depot over there.
Minneapolis is here.
Yeah. Look at that, Minneapolis and St. Paul sitting together.
I have to book in.
And Duluth. And Duluth is here.
Housing is here.
There you go.
And the Oval?
Not
finished.
And the environment obviously is well represented as well.
All right, there you have it. Well, I don't think we have anything else. Anybody else got any questions? Y'all can ask a question if you want. Seeing no questions or comments, the informational hearing, after we've removed all that university stuff now. Oh, I'm sorry, we're waiting for you. Just kidding. Is adjourned. Thank you. Sorry to bother.